All right, we'll go on to Division of Wildlife under the action items, number 21. Paul, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. I have two items for you today. The first one, number 21, is an action item involving a land donation, and then I'll update you on with an information item, number 22, with regards to a potential land trade that we are contemplating. The first item, number 21, is on page 146 in your commission book. There's a map showing the property in question that to be donated, and the following page is resolution number 2107. The story behind this is we were approached several months ago by Day County, wondering if GF&P would be interested in receiving a donation of about 1.2 acres of property on the west end of Blue Dog Lake. And I'll point you to that map again on page 146. It shows where this small parcel of land is. And it's located approximately a mile south of Blue Dog Fish Hatchery. So that'll kind of give you an idea where it is in the world. That map also shows the other, yellow polygons indicate current game fish and parks properties, water access areas, or game production areas. So when we were approached by Day County, we had our staff look at the opportunity that might be available by receiving this property. And that included Day County Conservation Officer Austin Norton, Rhett Russell, our Habitat and Access, Aquatic Habitat and Access Coordinator up in the Northeast, as well as Jerry Broughton with the hatchery manager at Blue Dog. These folks took a look at the property and decided that, yeah, that there is an opportunity here. With very little maintenance or development on our part, it would allow an opportunity to expand some shore fishing opportunity, but also more importantly, perhaps, is it lends itself nicely to being a point of access for ice fishing on Blue Dog Lake. So we were approached again by the county, went through the process of evaluating the property by our staff. Everybody thought it would be a good idea. So what we're asking, or what I'm asking today, is for adoption of resolution 2107, which would reaffirm the department's decision to accept the property and adequately thank Day County for their generosity in donating this property to GF&P. With that, Mr. Chairman, I take any questions or adoption of the resolution if you choose.
Definitely a great opportunity for us, Paul. Appreciate your work on that. Does anybody have any questions for Paul on this?
Sounds good. Move to adopt by Whitmer.
Yeah.
Second.
Motion and a second to adopt the resolution. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Got opposed.
Seeing none, motion carries. Thanks. Go ahead, Commissioner Sharp.
Paul, did the Game Fish and Parks ever consider looking at that land sale that went on the south side of Bitter Lake? It was all land was underwater, and then that underwater homestead. But my understanding is the prices was quite right, so to speak.
Through the chair, I to be honest with you, Commissioner Sharp, I'm not aware of that that land sale that was occurring there.
We don't typically go out and compete with the private sector on auctions anyway, do we?
That's correct. Yeah, we anytime we do land acquisitions, it's based on just our department working with that individual seller. We have never gone to the public auctions or you know perused the listings of various real estate listings. So no, our approach has always been sellers coming to us or us approaching sellers individually and just working through it.
Okay.
on a one-on-one basis.
I understand that, and I would probably agree with that most of the time. This was a county auction, and my understanding is the acreage went for 64 cents an acre because it was all underwater, and the future of it was certainly not great in the foreseeable future to be of use. But at the same time, I would ask that the department gives consideration if those kinds of things come up again. Because the whole property went for like $100.
That's crazy.
But it's all underwater, probably will be for another 30 years, but we're planning ahead, so just a consideration.
It's a great segue to more land.